Blog Talk Radio.
Hard. I am the shepherd and I am the dog. I am the good news to the bound and the poor. The bush for Abraham. I am the ultimate sacrifice for sin. I am your Redeemer, the beginning and the end. I am.
my God, I am. You were listening to the song, I Am, and I forgot the psalmist for that song, but it's a great song, I Am, amen. Yes. And as I began to think about that, as that song came on, I'm reminded when God had called Moses, and Moses was not confident in the God he served. And the God, and the Lord told Moses to go to the children of Israel. And he said, you tell them what I said. And Moses began to ask God, said, well, what will I tell them, Lord, what should I say to them? In Exodus 3 and 13, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? In verse 14 say, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. What a powerful statement. And over in St. John chapter 8, verse 38, Jesus began to talk to his disciples. And he began to heal in this particular chapter. And Jesus said unto me, verily, verily, I say unto you, behold, before Abraham was, I am. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? God said, hey, you don't have to call me Jehovah. You don't have to call me the Almighty God. You don't have to call me the Living God. You don't have to testify of nothing about me. He said, just tell them, I am. I am have sent you. And guess what? There's nothing you can do about those instructions but follow them to the letter. I am. And I just thought that song was so appropriate today because truly I need I am today. I don't know about you all, but I need to know that I am is still prevalent in my life. I need to know that I am. I can trust the great I am, and he'll never forsake me. He'll never fail me. God cannot fail. But anyway, we greet you. I just had to open up with that. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am that I am. Amen. That song said, I am. Whatever you want God to be to you today, he is that. And much, much more. Amen. So we greet you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. We thank you once again for tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I am your host, and along with your co-host, Mother Ruby Larry, Sister Mama Ruby, Sister Ruby, she's all that to us. And we thank God for her on today. So we thank you. We're on Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We certainly thank God for you by way of contact. If you need to contact us, you can reach us at Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. We welcome your praise reports and any other information and requests that you may have, you would like to share with us, and you would like for us to make it known on this radio broadcast. We welcome you to send us your email or text us and give us your information, and we certainly will air that. Amen. We certainly are honored that God has given us this wonderful opportunity to come on the line and minister the word of God to you in song and in words. Amen. So we're just thankful for that today. I'm going to ask Sister Ruby if she would open up with the word of prayer for us today, and we're going to get right on into this segment. How many know there's sometimes things aren't always what you plan, Hallelujah. But always know that God will never fail. He'll always be there in the midst. When we need him, he comes in and he gives us what we need in that hour. So, Sister Ruby, could you open up with a word of prayer for us on today?
Lord, we just thank you today. We praise you and we magnify your holy name. We thank you for bringing the listeners on and directing their path. And we thank you today, for you said in your word that every day we can get new mercy. We get mercy every day. And we thank you and we praise you for the grace and the mercy that you have allowed and gave to us, our families, our loved ones, our husbands or wives or sister, mother, father, all the relatives that are signed into the kingdom of God. We just thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for our founder, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, and being the host that you have, I said it yesterday, but I think I'll say it again, that you have allowed to bring forth the vision that you have given to her. You say, write the vision down, and it will come to pass. Everything you tell us, Lord Jesus, we just thank you because you look out for us and you set us up. You are the divine that leads and guides us where we must go and how we must go and what we must say and how we must act and how we will talk and how we will walk and be in a family. And we thank you for it, Jesus. We can't do anything but say thank you. Hallelujah, because we feel so privileged that you have called us to be in your family, the royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost and your precious people all everywhere, because you said in your words that all souls are yours, say the Lord. Lord Jesus, you have sent your word each and every day on this broadcast with the full anointing, whether it be the preaching of the word or the teaching of the word. Every day that we've been on this broadcast, almost 19 months, I think, you have sent a rhema word to me, to evangelist, to people. And everyone that you have allowed and led to this broadcast. Hallelujah, because you have been so gracious that you want us to learn and come forth and whatever we have need of, that we pray and you said you know where we are, you know our address, you know the hairs on our head. Hallelujah, glory. You know the parents you have gave us to. You know the heart that you have gave us to as we grow forth into your kingdom and your word and your grace. And we thank you and we love you and we praise you. Our Lord Jesus, we pray for the bereavement families, Lord, all out there, all over the world. We know that you can go where we can't go. We ask you to comfort them, Lord Jesus. Give them a rhema word, Lord. Hallelujah, that they will go through this time of bereavement. Hallelujah. We pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for the ones.
Glory to God.
At home. Hallelujah. We pray, Lord Jesus, for the children of this world. We ask you to cover them. Hallelujah. Put your bless your blood around them as they go to school, back and forth, as they go to babysitters. Hallelujah. Place your blood around it, Lord Jesus, that they would be safe and comfort because we know you have placed your angels around them. And we just thank you. And we had 10,000 tongues. We couldn't thank you enough because you're such an awesome God. Hallelujah. You're such a wonderful God, and we love you, we love you, we love you, and we thank you for the anointing. In the Old Testament, it was that most of the time the Holy Spirit power went over them and shadowed over them. But now today in the New Testament, you have given us the Holy Ghost that works inside of us with our hearts and minds stayed on you, and as you direct and lead and guide our path, you said you will direct and lead us, and you will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that we know not of. Hallelujah, and we thank you because
it'll
come to pass, and we just thank you and praise you for this opportunity again. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Ruby. Thank you. Hallelujah. There ever was a time we need to pray and we need to encourage and lift up one another. It is now. Hallelujah. We're living in perilous times are already here. And the Bible say perilous times would come where men would be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. How many of us put pleasure before God? How many of us put other things before God? Hallelujah. But I thank God today. I thank him for this awesome opportunity. Truly, I don't take it for granted. Yes, I know we all could be doing something else at this hour, but I thank God for those that make the sacrifice to tune in, hallelujah, and listen to this broadcast. Amen. We're here to encourage someone. We're here to enlighten someone. We're here to inspire someone. We're here to uplift somebody's soul, hallelujah, where they would be encouraged and they would have a hope in Christ Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord God, for that prayer. Hallelujah. Thank God for the effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much. Ah, God, we've been on this series again. We're in this series, and we're still talking about, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. And we just want to recap a little bit before we get on into our segment. We had a scheduled speaker today, and something came up, and he was not able to be with us today, but I thank God, because guess what? He said in his word to be ready, to be in season and out of season. And we all know that things come up and arise. I just feel a little bad because, I try to get things together and try to promote a little bit and have it on the Blog Talk Radio profile and flyers and everything. This costs money. These are, this person that does our posting and our flyers and whatever, she don't do it for free. It costs something, and people, I don't think we all together realize everything that goes into preparing the way for people to come on and minister. And this platform also is a platform to give others exposure. Amen. I'm not the one on here preaching and teaching every day. I could be, but that's not my assignment. That's not my assignment. I allow the Lord to put on our hearts people to call to minister the word of God. And sometimes we have to kind of reorganize and restructure some things, but that's all right. God knows everything. He knows the end from the very beginning. And on Monday, we had Sister Ruby. Mother Ruby was able to come on and expound a little, and God gave her a subject for this particular segment, and she said, study the word. So we had some study of the word on Monday, and she began to go to Genesis and begin to talk about, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And she began to talk about Abraham and Sarah, how Abraham was able to, and him and his wife was able to have a son in their old age, and how he was the promised son, but even how Sarah allowed a concubine to go in, and another seed came forth out of the loins of Hagar, and that was Ishmael. And even though Ishmael was not the promised child, God blessed Ishmael. And then she went on and told the story about Isaac and Jacob, and how God found a wife for Isaac, and how Abraham had his servant to swear that his son would not go out and marry into a heathenistic nation. Hallelujah. And God blessed him to go and find a wife of his own kindred, and how Rebekah became pregnant and had twin boys, Jacob and Esau. And we all know those stories. And Sister Ruby read a little bit and was able to give us some insight about that. Amen. And then we went on yesterday, how the Lord, and if you all have not had an opportunity to go into the archives, I encourage you today to go into those archives on Monday. And then on yesterday, on Tuesday, we went into the book of Judges. Amen. And we went to chapter 6 and chapter 7, and we began to expound upon Gideon and how children of Israel was under the hands of the Midianites for 7 years. And you know how God told them, the Israelites, after they had disobeyed God and began to walk in their own ways and everything. But after they cried out to the Lord had mercy on them. How many know when you cry out to the Lord with a sincere heart, he will come to your rescue? That's why we're still on this series. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? And then we begin to expound on how God raised up this young man, and he was a judge for 20 years, and his name was Gideon. Hallelujah. And how God had spoken to Gideon through the voice of an angel and sent an angel to tell Gideon that he was going to use him to destroy the Midianites and set Israel once again, the Israelites once again free. But yesterday, as we begin to expound on that lesson, we begin to talk about how Gideon wasn't sure that that was God. So what he did was he put a fleece out. Hallelujah. After the angel had came to him. And you know, back in those days when an angel of the Lord came to you, they came in the form of a human body. But there were angels. And every time they appeared to the patriarchs of old, they would always feed them some food, prepare some food for them, and give them an opportunity to wash up and where they could go on out. And that's what Gideon did. But after the angel of the Lord left, Gideon began to test the Lord. And you got to prove, God, you got to prove if the voice that is speaking to you is God. And Gideon proved God not once but twice. He put God to the test, and he put a fleece out, and he told God, if you do thus and thus, then I'll know that you're with me. I'm not going through all of that today. You have to go back into the archives to get it, or read a little bit and find out yourself in chapter 6 and chapter 7 in the book of Judges. Amen. And then as we begin to talk about how the Lord was going to deliver his people and how he told Gideon what to do. And Gideon had so many, had about 32,000 soldiers, 32,000 men of valor that was going to fight. But the Lord said, Gideon, that's too many. You have too many folks with you. I don't need all of these people. See, God don't need but two or three. Amen. And I'm trying my composure again today as I did on yesterday. Hallelujah. I'm going to pat myself on the back. Hey, glory. But you know, after 32,000 men of valor, but then the Lord told Gideon there was too many. So what happened was God began to put some of them to the test, some of those men. And after they didn't pass the test, God started diminishing that army. Amen. And when you look, when we looked around and really got into the heart of what God was talking about, he wanted some faithful people. He wanted some people that was going to follow his instructions. Hey, glory to God. And I just found out about 30 minutes ago that the speaker wasn't going to be on. So I really had to say, I really said, Lord, hallelujah, is there anything too hard for you? Because I wasn't prepared to go forward today, but the Lord knows what he's doing. But anyway, as we begin to talk about God narrowed that army down to 300 people, and he began to tell Gideon to bring those that was left to the water, to the river. And he said, those that get on there, those that get down and lap like a dog, those are the ones I want you to set aside. And he said, there's going to be some other ones that's going to bow on their knees and drink the water. He said, but the ones that lap like a dog, those are the ones that I want you to take into this battle. Those are the ones that I'm going to deliver my people with. Hallelujah. And that's what Gideon did. Gideon did. So they had 300 men of valor that was left. And the Lord blessed what so that the Midianites, hallelujah, God told Gideon what to do. And Gideon of the Lord to the left. Is there anything too hard for God? And we had a subtopic on yesterday. Answered the call. Gideon answered the call. And Gideon began to tell those 300 men, when you see me do something, whatever you see me do, you follow my lead. And Gideon began to blow the trumpets. And all those trumpets, 300 trumpets, was blown at one time. And that made the Midianites think they had 100,000, 200,000 men of war. They didn't have but 300. Oh, but God is an orchestrator. God is a strategizer. Yeah, he'll give you strategies if you stay committed, if you follow his instructions. So today, 45 or 50 minutes ago, found out that the speaker was not able to come on. I said, Lord, what are you saying to us today? We're still talking about, is there anything too hard for the Lord? And the Lord brought my attention to the book of 2 Kings, and I'm going to tell you about a man of God, hallelujah, a man, a servant of God, a prophet of the Most High God, hallelujah, a prophet of the Most High God that had to also prove God, had to also lay his record before God, and that was none other than King Hezekiah, hallelujah, he was a prophet. To. Amen, amen. And when I began to just go there, I said, Lord, now, what are you saying today? Jesus Christ, I wasn't prepared, but God, you know what you're doing. You know who you want to touch. You know who you want to speak to in this hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as I begin to look at Hezekiah, hey, glory to God, help me. I'm going right back to where I wrote. Hey, glory to God. Just a moment here, people. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Here you go. As I begin to go to the 20th chapter of 2 Kings, that's where we're going to be reading at on today in this segment. And as I begin to look at Hezekiah's name meant Yahweh strengthens. Hezekiah was a king in those days, and he was also a prophet in that hour. And Hezekiah did what was right in the sight of the Lord. But there was a time where God did not require Hezekiah to go forth of his own free will. And if you just look, let me just go right here. Hey, glory, I got to back up a minute. But I want to, what the Lord is trying to get us to see today, he want us to trust in him. He want us to not be fearful. Amen. As we said throughout the week, we have to call those things that's not as though they are. Even though we get a bad report, don't receive it as such, because God could take that bad report, and that bad report, God can turn it around for your good. Amen. So what happened in this story, and we're going to read a little bit about King Hezekiah. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless you today. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your guidance. I thank you for your instructions. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us a word to say to your people on today. Amen. So when we go to chapter 20, let's read a little bit, because with this, as we read, you're going to get an understanding of how we got to be convinced. We must be convinced that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's nothing too hard for God. From Genesis to Revelation, he has been faithful. He has delivered his people Israel. You remember God said in his word, he's married to Israel. Israel is his chosen people. We were Gentiles. We were grafted into this thing. We were grafted into this thing. We weren't the chosen people, but God is a God that's God all by himself. He said, I'll have mercy on whom I will, and I'll bless whom I will, and I'll curse whom I will. Who is there that can counsel with God? Who is it that can alter God's decision? Who can alter his final word? Nobody can alter it but God himself. But he said, my word is forever settled in heaven. But he gave us some instructions. Hallelujah. Over in Matthew, he told us, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. So the Lord has sent word by Isaiah, and we're going to read a little bit how God turned this thing around. So let's go to 2 Kings chapter 20. And it says, it reads the first verse, say, in those days, now this is after he had reigned for about, Hezekiah was king for about 27 years, I believe, if I'm not, might not be accurate, but he was right there in those mid-20 years of reign. And in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. Listen, people of God, in those days, after he had, see, his work was not finished. And let me slow down, Lord, let me just slow down. Let's read a little bit, and we're going to give you the gist of what God is saying to us on the day. Is anything too hard for God? So it's read chapter 20, 2 Kings, chapter 20. Verse 1, you should have your Bibles by now, or your laptop, or your iPad, and pull it on up. We're reading out the King James Version. It says, in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. How many know if you're sick unto death, the only thing available to you is death? Amen. If you don't have no prayer warriors, if you don't have no saints praying for you, guess what? Your demise will be that and that alone. So Hezekiah was sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him. See, God always used a prophet back there. He used a prophet or angel to get a word to his people and to his servants. God, so that I'm letting you know, God always have a messenger. God always have a vessel that he can entrust that's going to follow his instructions. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order. What are you saying, Lord? For thou shalt die and not live. Now, this was the prophet that God had sent to Hezekiah. He didn't talk to Hezekiah and tell him he was going to die. But Hezekiah knew he was sick. But he knew that he served a God that was able and willing to raise him up. So he sent Isaiah to the house of Hezekiah, to tell Hezekiah to set thine house in order. When you hear those words, people of God, what is that saying? That's saying get your business together. Bring your children together. Talk to them and let them know what your wishes are. Talk to them and let them know that you want them to be loving and kind to one another. Remember what your father have taught you. Remember what your mother have taught you. Set your house in order. Amen. Get ready to pull out your insurances, your policies, and whatever it takes, because you're going to die. We about to bury you. You on your last breath. Amen. He said, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, now the Bible don't say he waited. It says then, this is Hezekiah. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. Listen at Hezekiah. King Hezekiah said, I came in and destroyed the idols. I came in and destroyed the gods. I came in and tore all that down that my father had built up. Because Hezekiah's father was not righteous. He didn't walk before God. You better read this for yourself. He said, Lord, I came in and I was truthful and I walked with you with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. So Hezekiah was weeping before the Lord. He was praying. He was crying out to the Lord. He put his record before the Lord. Lord, I served you. I walked uprightly. I did your people right. I treated everybody right. I was the king. I made some decisions. And I know everybody didn't agree with my decisions. But, Lord, I tried to judge righteously. I tried to live right. I tried to live holy. I tried to make the right decision. And he wept sore before God. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, so after Isaiah left Hezekiah's house, he went out into the middle court, and the Lord restrained him. The Lord restrained him. Then the Lord began to talk to Isaiah about Hezekiah. And let's go on. And he turned again. Wait a minute. Let me go back. Let's read 4 again. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him. God began to speak to him, saying, turn again. What do you mean? What are you saying, Sister Benoit? The Lord told Isaiah to return and go back to my servant. Return and go back again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Listen to this, people of God. Is anything too hard for the Lord? All we have to do is live right. All we have to do is be obedient. All we have to do is follow the instructions of God. He said, I have heard thy prayer. This is the Lord telling Isaiah what to go and tell his servant Hezekiah. Tell Hezekiah, I have heard his prayer. I have seen his tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Wow, that's the word right there. When you get a word like that from the Lord, that's what the Lord did for Gideon yesterday when we talked about Gideon. The Lord sent the angel to tell Gideon, you have I chosen to deliver my people out of the hands of the Midianites. God chose the prophet Isaiah to go to another prophet, to go to another king and tell him what thus say the Lord. So Isaiah, he said, this is the Lord still talking. He said, behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go out unto the house of the Lord. He's telling Isaiah what to tell Hezekiah. And I will add unto thy days. So see what the Lord is doing? He's telling him on the third day after you get this word, I want you to go to the house of prayer. I want you to go to the sanctuary, and I want you to lay before me. You can't lay before God. You can't cry out to God with a sincere heart. He said, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, I will in no ways turn it away. I don't care what you have done. People of God, those out in radio land, those that are listening live on the internet, those that may turn later in the day or late in the week and go in the archives, let me tell you, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God say he will no ways turn it away. I don't care what you've done. You can repent before God. You can lay your record out before God. And guess what? God will alter his decision. God will change his mind about you. God will open up some doors for you. He'll make ways for you. He'll give you favor. Oh, you better watch God today. Ah, this is, this, see, the Bible is our blueprint. Ah, God, I bless you. It's our roadmap. It's our manual for life. If we follow this manual, and don't take no shortcuts. You know, sometimes we won't take shortcuts. Hey, and the way this gas is and escalated in the economy we're living in, you know, we're trying to take a shortcut. We ain't trying to go wrong and miss our exit. Because every time we miss our exit, it's going to cost us something. Hey, it's going to cost us some gas. Well, if you make the wrong turn in Christ Jesus, it's going to cost you something. Hallelujah. Don't make no wrong turns. If you make a wrong turn, stop a minute and gather yourself. Gather yourself together and say, okay, Lord, have a little talk with Jesus. He'll make it all right. Have a little talk with him. Consult with him. And say, okay, Lord, now, how did I get off at the wrong exit? I need some help. I don't have much gas in my car. I need some help, Lord. Give me a word. Give me some instructions. Give me some directions to get me back on the right path, on the right highway again. God, I bless you. So, the Lord told Isaiah to return. Go back and tell Hezekiah, I'm going to heal him. I've seen his tears. I've heard his prayers. Now on the third day, I want him to go up to the house of the Lord. And then verse 6, we're at verse 6. And he said, and I will add unto thy days. Look at how gracious God is. He said, I'm going to add unto thy days 15 years. Look at God. Just imagine if you was laying on your deathbed and they had given you up. Your family really ready to tell them to pull a plug. But in that moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the Lord sent a word to you and said, you will live and not die. I am going to heal you. And I'm going to give you 15 more years. 15 more years to work for the Lord. 15 more years to vindicate yourself. 15 more years to make sure if you didn't have your house in order then, you got 15 more years to get it right. Oh, we serve a merciful God, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. He said, I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city. I'm not only going to deliver you, Hezekiah. I'm going to deliver this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city. Listen, this is the Lord talking through Isaiah. He said, I will defend this city for mine own sake, God, and for my servant David's sake. I heard Minister Tillman when she preached one time on the line. She said, God, God'll blow up a bank for you. He'll blow up a bank for you and nobody get injured. But all the money will come to you. I'll never forget that. She said that God'll blow up a bank for you. God'll make ways for you. God will bring you out because that's the kind of God we serve. Is it anything too hard for him? Not so. If he could heal Hezekiah and give him 15 more years, remember God sent the prophet to Hezekiah to tell him he was going to die. He was sick. But Hezekiah was sure that he was going to get, the Lord was going to raise him up. He had no idea that the prophet Isaiah was coming to tell him he was going to die. Imagine that. Your peer, your co-laborer in the gospel, you work with, they know you. We our families know one another. We know that we're serving God with all of our heart. We're serving God with all due diligence. And then the Lord sent my friend, the prophet Isaiah, to tell me I'm going to die. God, what is going on here? Why couldn't you didn't tell me that, Lord? I know I'm sick. But I'm trusting in you because I serve a God that I know can heal me, that I know I've been working and laboring in this vineyard for. I'm working for the Lord. I'm not working for myself. Ah, God. But the Lord said, I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Look at the Lord, how God is so merciful today. God, David's name is mentioned all through this Bible. And we all know that he sinned against God. And he took an innocent man and had him killed because guess what? He committed adultery with the man's wife. We all know that. But the Lord still testified and said David was a man after his own heart. You know why? Because David would always go and repent. David never tried to hide and cover his sin. He would go back and repent to the Lord. Repent for what he's done. Amen. So he said, I'm going to do it for my servants, David's sake. And Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. Now he's giving him instruction. And they took and laid it on the boil. And he recovered. Who recovered? Hezekiah. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, hallelujah, Hezekiah, he had lost some of his teeth because he was so sick. He was so sick. And then Isaiah had delivered like the final blow. That blow there could have took him out. He could have gave up the ghost when Isaiah came and said, the Lord said, you're going to die. The Lord told me to tell you, you're going to die and not live. He could have gave up the ghost right then. So Hezekiah said, we're in verse 8, and Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign? Okay? Gideon asked for a sign. He asked the Lord for a sign. He said, Lord, I've got to put this place out before you. I need to know for sure that you're talking to me. And you got me going against this mighty army with all these men. I need a sign. So Hezekiah is telling his friend in the gospel, Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me? You know, the Bible says the men look for a sign. But he said, there will be no sign. But as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the Son of Man. God done already given us a sign. Hey, he sent Jesus. He sent his son to die for us. That's a sign. 3 days he was in the grave. But he rose. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for unrising. He said, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? He asking him, man of God, give me a sign. You're the prophet. God done told you to come to me. Now, God done sent you back again to tell me I'm going to live and not die. And he gave me 15 more years. How am I to know that the Lord is going to do this thing? And verse 9 said, and Isaiah said, this sign shall thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he has spoken. shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? He asked him a question. And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. So Hezekiah is telling him, I want the shadow to come backwards. I don't want it to go down, because it's an easy thing for it to go down. But let it return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord. See, Hezekiah had somebody interceding for him. I'm sure when the Lord told prophet Isaiah, and I'm just thinking in my own mind, I'm sure him being friends with Hezekiah, that had to hurt him to bring him a devastating message such as that, that you're going to die. Hallelujah. So Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord. He was interceding and intervening on Hezekiah's behalf. And he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which he had gone down. By which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. And that time, Berodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things. That's where he made a mistake. He was so happy. He was so excited to get 15 more years, but the Lord didn't want him to bring these people into his home and show him all of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointment and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasure. There was nothing in Hezekiah's house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah and said unto him, what say these men? And from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah didn't hide it. He said, and Hezekiah said, they are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in thy house? And Hezekiah didn't lie to him. He told him the truth. He said, and Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. See, when the Lord bless you, you can't show folks everything that the Lord have given you. You can't show people everything in your house. Hallelujah. Some things are private. Some things aren't meant to be shared. Amen. But Hezekiah, you know, in the moment of jolly time, in the moment of pleasure and joy and happiness, you know, we get excited sometimes. And we, you know, I know the man, I just felt that he was excited and he was delighted that God had given him 15 more years, because the first news he heard was bad news, that he was going to die. But then, I don't know how long it took Isaiah to return to him, but Isaiah returned and said, the Lord has heard your cry, Hezekiah. He's seen your tears. He's seen you wept before him. You've laid out your record before him. You told him how you served him and how truthful and how righteous you was. Now the Lord granted you 15 more years. So Hezekiah was excited, and he began to show the spies. See, folks are coming to your place of worship. They're coming to your life to spy out your liberty. They don't mean you no good. Some of them are coming to capitalize on what the Lord has blessed you with. False prophets. They came in to spy out your liberty. They don't mean you no good. But they're coming as sheep. But they're coming as wolves, excuse me, but they're in sheep clothing, because they're trying to deceive you. They on a mission to kill you. They're on a mission to slander your name. They're on a mission to get something on you because they ain't living right. They want to try to get something on you. Yeah, they done messed up. And God through with them, now they come in to try to spy out your liberty. Uh-huh. They don't want God to bless you because they done messed up and God done gave them a reprobate mind. And when you get a reprobate mind, people of God, you're going to call good evil and evil good. Well, don't get a reprobate. When God give you over to a reprobate, God, I got to turn to that. I got to turn to that. I'm being led. I'm being led today because I just found out 45 minutes before the show that I had to speak. Turn to Romans. Ah. Ooh, glory to God. Turn to Romans. I'm in Corinthians. I'm in the wrong thing. That's why I couldn't understand what I was reading because I know that wasn't right. Okay, let's turn to Romans chapter 1. And we're going to read a little bit. We got a few more minutes. Romans chapter 1, then we're going to go back to Hezekiah because that's what the Lord wants to encourage somebody with today. Let's turn to Romans chapter 1 and let's start reading. Let's start reading at verse 21. Now, you got to go back a little further to get the gist of it, but I want to show you how when we fail to be obedient, when we fail to follow God's instruction, when we get warning after warning and we fail to change our wicked ways, God got something waiting on you. He said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, as we said earlier. He won't turn that away. But let's read. Sister Ruby, I need you to read that for me. Sister Ruby?
Yeah, praise the Lord. What do you want me to read? The 21, verse 20?
I want you to read this. Start Romans chapter 1, verse 21, and read on down.
Okay.
So I say stop.
Thank you. Verse 21, right. Because that when they knew God, they glorified not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. 22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man. And to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator. Who is blessed forever? Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile afflictions, for even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is seemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their errors, which was meat. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Did you hear that? God gave them over. When she first started reading at verse 21, wait a minute. When she first started reading at verse 21. It said, because that when they knew God, see, these are people that knew God, knew his statutes, knew his commandments, knew about his holiness, knew of his righteousness, knew of his healing power, his deliverance power. They knew God. They knew God. But they failed to glorify God. They failed to be thankful. And they became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened, reprobate. Reprobate means that you have rejected God. You have rejected God. Now you got another mindset. And guess what? Everything in your mindset now has been distorted, has been perverted, has been contaminated. And now you have rejected God. And he said, verse 28, and even as he did not like to retain, look what they did. That's how all of this homosexuality and all of this, this ain't something that I'm coming up with. And I'm not throwing off on nobody. This is the Holy Bible. He said, for this cause, God gave them up. Gave them up unto vile affections. That's verse 26. But even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman. They didn't want no woman. They wanted men. Burned in their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. Women with women. And receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. So that's why God was upset. He didn't want, I know Hezekiah was happy, but he did the wrong thing, bringing the Babylonians into his house and showing them everything God had set up for him. Hey, glory to God. That's what I'm saying to you now, people of God. You can't bring everybody and put them in your bosom. Sometimes we feel sorry, and we, well, I won't let me, that's a bad word. Sometimes we have compassion for people, and we feel their pain. And then, you know, we want to come and put them in our bosom. I'm always reminded about the pet snake, how the owner had a pet snake, and the pet snake had gotten frozen. And guess what? He said, oh, my little snake, y'all heard this story before, but we just trying to show you what God is speaking to us today. Is there anything too hard for God? He took the pet snake and put it in his bosom. When the snake thawed out, the snake bit him. And then he said, oh, you bit me. And the snake replied, this is just a story, but it has so much moral. There's some good moral in this story. You can't take fire in your bosom and not get burned. And the snake replied, well, didn't you know that I'm a snake? That's my nature to bite. That's my nature to hurt you. My nature is to bruise your heel. What make you think I was just going to lay in your bosom and I done thaw it out, I done got my strength back, and guess what? I'm going to still be the little pet. I'm your pet long as you keep me in my perspective place. But when you loose me out of my perspective place and you put me in a place where I can bruise you, I'm going to do just that. Ah, hallelujah. So it says, verse 29 says, God began to fill them with all unrighteousness. Y'all read that for your own edification on that reprobate mind. God gave them over. God gave them over. Don't fall into the hands of an angry God. But let's finish. I'm going to finish this chapter, and I'm done. The Lord is done. It's been 2 days, Lord. I've been laboring in your word, in your word, in your word. And where were we? And he said, what have they seen? We at verse 15. We back at 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 15. And this is the prophet Isaiah said, and he said, he's asking Isaiah, what have they seen in all thine house? And Hezekiah answered, all the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day shall be carried unto Babylon, into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, saith the Lord, and of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. And there shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then said Hezekiah to Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, is it not good if peace and truth be in my days? So Hezekiah saying, Lord, don't let me see it in my day. Wait till I'm dead and gone before you bring the people back to Babylon, before you bring my sons back to Babylon. And the rest of the acts of Hezekiah and all his might, and how he made a pool and a conduit and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And Hezekiah slept with his fathers, and Manasseh, his son, reign in his stead. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? I don't know. Maybe there's somebody out here today listening to this broadcast. May go back and listen later. Maybe you have been working in the vineyard and an incurable disease have overtaken you. And you feel like it's over. You've given up. Somebody have brought you the first report. And that first report said you were going to die. But you laid before God. You cried out to him. And you told the Lord how faithful you had been. You told the Lord how nice and kind you have treated your fellow man. You told the Lord that, guess what, God? When you told me to pray, I went on my knees. I laid in sackcloth and ashes before you. When you told me to fast, this flesh was bothering me, but I knew I had something else in mind. I knew that I had to finish this course. I knew I had to run this race, and I got in strength when I call on your name, because you said you was going to hear me. You would answer when I call. So now, Lord, reverse that situation. Reverse that report, God, and allow the prophet, allow the angel, allow my friend to come back and give me a word from the Lord. Somebody wrote a song saying, I need a word from the Lord. I can't sing. Hallelujah, but I need a word from the Lord. How many out there today need a word from the Lord? How many need to know that there's nothing too hard for God? How many need their faith elevated to another level? How many need to know that God will never leave you or forsake you? How many need to know that God will alter his decision pertaining to you? God will change his mind if you please him, if you walk upright before him, if you walk circumspectly, if you love your neighbor as thyself, if you think on the things that are pure and are lovely, if you think on the things that are of a good report, if you look to the hills from whence cometh your help, if you say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall want won't. If you say I'm going to commit my way to the Lord. If you say blessed is the man that walketh in the counsel of the upright. Hallelujah. If you say what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits unto me. If you say, Lord God, for God I live and for God I'll die. If you say, I will declare the works of the Lord. If you say, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. All of my help come from the Lord. If you say the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run in and they are saved. If you say, for the Lord God delivered Israel, and I know you'll deliver me. If you say, as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. If you declare, hallelujah, that God is God and he is I am. Say, I am sent me. Say, I am going to deliver me. Say, I am is going to make a way for me. Say, I am is going to open up the door for me. Say, I am is going to answer my prayers. Hallelujah. I am that I am. I am the God, and I change not. If you declare, we serve a God that don't, hallelujah, that don't change. You're the Messiah. He's forever. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If you declare and speak those things, all those things that's not as though they are, God will come to your rescue. God will bring you out with an outstretched arm. Is there anything too hard for him, Sister Ruby? Is there any promises that he made that he reneged on? See, you got to answer these questions. Then you'll know there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Have you ever reneged on a promise? Have God ever promised you something and he didn't deliver? Ah, you can't say that. Because no man will be able to accuse God of being unjust, of being unrighteous, of being unholy, of being unkind. No man will be able to stand up and tell the Lord, accuse him. He is the righteous judge, and the righteous judge will always do what's right. Ah, rest my case today. Hey, Hezekiah was given a bad report, a terrible report. He could have caught a heart attack while he was sick. My friend, see, sometimes your friend can bring you some bad news, bad news, and sometimes they, sometimes you feel like they're rejoicing and they're laughing at your calamity. They're laughing at you because you're going through. They're laughing at you because you lost your home. They're laughing at you because you don't have a vehicle anymore. They're laughing at you because your daughter went out and had a baby out of wedlock. They're laughing because your son in prison. They're laughing. See that out there? Yeah, but they say they're your friends. Hallelujah. But Isaiah the prophet was a friend to Hezekiah. But he had to do what God told him to do. He wasn't wicked. He wasn't jealous of Hezekiah. He was on assignment. And he had to follow. He had to follow the instructions that God had given him. Amen. Sometimes God will tell us to say and do something, and we know, oh, that's my friend. Oh, no, I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to hurt him. I can't say that. Well, you better say it if God told you to say it, because you may be saving their life. You don't know who life you are saving by obeying God. Lord, I bless you today. God, I thank you right now. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the listeners, God. Thank you for all that you have given us to speak on today. Now, God, I ask you to continue to bless. I ask you to continue to encourage. I ask you to uplift somebody. I ask you, Lord God, to send your healing power right now to heal somebody. Somebody's confused in their mind today, God. Somebody's on the edge and they feel like giving up. Oh, but I'm here to tell you where there's hope. Where there's life, there is yet hope. That's what I'm trying to say. You still have an opportunity. While there's still your blood running through your veins, you got an opportunity to tell God, Lord, forgive me. I repent, God. I want to walk upright before you. I want to do your will. I want to be found worthy. I want to be found working in your vineyard. I want to be found doing your will, God. Oh, God, give me another opportunity. Grant me the same favor that you granted Hezekiah, God. If somebody's sick today and they need to hear a word from the Lord, well, God has sent the word today. He said, you will live and not die. I have reversed and altered the plan that I initially set out for you. I've changed my mind. Hallelujah. Somebody wrote a song, baby, can I change my mind? Well, I'm here to tell you God changed his mind about King Hezekiah, and he granted him another favor. He said, I'm not going to let Hezekiah say, Lord, don't let it happen. Let there be peace and truth in my days. And when I'm going to sleep, then you can carry out the orders that you've already given. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God, and we thank you. We appreciate you for all your goodness. We appreciate you for strengthening us to give a word to your people on today. God bless you. Back into your hands, Sister Rumi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you today, God. Somebody need healing right now. Hallelujah. If you don't need healing in your body, you may need healing in your mind. Oh, you may need healing in your family. You may need healing in your church home. Whatever your healing is today that you need, call on the Lord with a sincere heart, and he'll answer you. God will answer you. Hallelujah. We bless you today, God, and we give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, Sister Ruby, thank you.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. That was a word.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to open up the lines. We have a number that seems, I haven't seen it before. Maybe I've had a 530 area code, 3676.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
You're welcome to greet us, caller. Your line is open. You're welcome to greet us. If not, God bless you. We thank you for tuning in with us on today. God, how you doing?
Oh, praise the Lord. We have another number, maybe I'm not familiar with, 209-3721.
This is me, Mom Anthony. And I just want to thank you for that word this morning.
Pardon me.
Hallelujah. Is this my son, Brother Anthony? Deacon Anthony. Anthony?
Yes.
God bless you, sweetheart. God loves you. I'm so glad you were able to tune in today. Hey, God. Hallelujah. We asking you, Lord God, to continue to touch this man of God. Oh, God, you are God of love. You are God of peace. You are God of restoration. Hey, God, no, Shia. Hallelujah. We asking you to touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God. We asking you to let your blood come in, Lord God. Bless his going out and his coming in, God. Bless his family, God. Bless his wife. Bless his children, God. Hey, Moshiach. God, I know this word was for somebody. You said a broken heart and a contrite spirit. You would in no ways turn it away. Hallelujah. God ain't through with you, Deacon Anthony. You are a mighty man of valor. You have been handpicked. We said on yesterday, many are called, but few are chosen. You are a chosen vessel. Hallelujah. God wants you to walk in that authority. God wants you to walk as a king. God wants you to walk as a mighty man of power. Hallelujah. Because he's more with you than the world is against you. We talked about Gideon on yesterday. He had 32,000, but the Lord said, send them all home. I'll right now. Deacon Anthony, hallelujah. And you can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Hey, God, it wasn't for the speaker to be on. It was for me to be on the day. God knew what this day was going to be. He knew who was going to be on this line today. Hallelujah. We're asking the Lord to encourage your heart. Don't be discouraged. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory, he's already here for you. He's already, glory to God. God is healing you right now. He's touching every area of your life. And he, hallelujah, he's going to make it all right. Because God, look at your heart. And that's what we have to be most concerned about. God looks at your heart. Man, look at your outer appearance. Man, become your judge and your jailer. Oh, but God said, I look at the heart. And he said, no man know the heart but me. God knows your heart, Deacon Anthony. And he's going to raise you up. Matter of fact, he's raising you up already. The very fact that you dial into this radio broadcast today, God is touching you right now. God, and I'm asking you to do a new thing in it. I'm asking you to turn it around, Jesus. Turn it around, God. And you don't have to wait until the midnight hour. God is turning it around right now. I see it turning around right now. I see the chains falling right now. I see them falling. And wherever you at, just throw up your hands and begin to give God some glory. Begin to give him praise. Worship him and tell him thank you. Tell him thank you for sparing your life. Tell him thank you for giving you another opportunity. You ain't the only one needed an opportunity, another opportunity. One day I needed another opportunity. If God didn't give me another opportunity, I wouldn't be on this line today. God has given me many opportunities, and he's given you, he's afforded you those same opportunities, because God is not a God that is ever respect a person. He's not a respect a person. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Hallelujah. You crowd before the Lord. Tell the Lord, put your record out there. You have a record of everything that you've done to help. Hallelujah. You have a record of everything you've done to reach out and extend mercy. You never shut up your vows of mercy. You came to my rescue at a time when I needed. I'm a single woman. I couldn't call on my brothers, but I was able to call on you. God is not going to forget your labor of love, sweetheart. God ain't going to forget you. He'll remember when others forget. And you have been there for me and my family. Hallelujah. And drove me from one city to the next city. And because of that, I'm asking God to give you favor. Oh, stop. Woo, God. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, God. Oh, I'm asking you to build him back up, God. Restore, God. I'm asking you to heal, God. I'm asking you to deliver, God. I'm asking you to set free. Oh, you said if you give a prophet a glass of water, I'm going to give you a prophet reward. Hallelujah. I'm declaring and decreeing a prophet reward for you today. A prophet reward for Deacon Anthony Jones today. A prophet reward for him, God. Give him a prophet reward, God. Make him to know that you're not through with him yet. Make him to know that you're a long-suffering God. God, suffer long with us. You're not the only one he's suffering long with. He's suffering long with a lot of us on this line today. He's a long-suffering God. Nothing you can do. As I said today, it's nothing that you can do that God won't forgive you of other than blaspheming of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You don't need to kill yourself. You need to stay alive and see what the end is going to be. Or we bless you for this man of God. If nobody else got anything, hallelujah, the Lord came to give him life today. The Lord came to give him a word today. Hey, Jesus, I bless you.
God, thank you for this man of God. God, I bless you for him. Oh, lift up your hands and give God some praise. I hear the Lord say, he's going to break every chain. Oh, God, ain't a man that will lie. God, he's not a man that he has to repent. If God said it, it is so. He's going to bring you out with an outstretched arm. Oh, God, I see you. God is working on your behalf right now. I don't care what you've done. I don't care where you're at. God is working on your behalf. He's working. Hallelujah. He's granting you some more years. He ain't through with you yet. Some people kick you to the curb, but that's all right. That's what, because when they kick you to the curb, God see you at the curb, and then he come up and pick you up. God came and picked you up from the curb. Don't look for no man to come pick you up. Call on Jesus. Call on him today. Hallelujah. I text him early. Hallelujah. When I seen him, I text him and told him, come on the line. I didn't know he was going to be on here, but he on here because God had ordained for you to be on this line. Don't look at it like it's a coincidence. It's an accident. God order our steps. He knows what our day is going to be. Amen. Yeah. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. You have any? Did you want to say anything?
I just want to say that that truly bless my soul. I need to hear it. You know, I know God led me to to hear his word this afternoon. So I truly thank y'all for being obedient and putting that word out, because I sure needed it. Thank you. I love y'all.
Thank you. We love you too. God bless you. Be encouraged.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Sister T.
Oh, bless your name, God.
Sister T.
Yes, God.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes,
praise the Lord. Go for it.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you. I just want to thank the evangelist for touching on this subject yet again. It seems like every time we talk about, is there anything too hard for God, something else comes out, because there is nothing too hard for him. And I just thank God, because she even spoke some things that came out of my pastor's mouth this past Sunday about the chain being broken. And I see how God is breaking through chains. Going on with me with my health and everything, when she was talking about being sick and sickness and pain and just being distracted in a lot of areas. And sometimes, we have to go ahead and admit it and go ahead and repent and ask the Lord to forgive us, for things we do that we know that ain't of God, because we get frustrated and the things that's going on around us or whatever. And we know we need to look to the hills of some of our help. Our help does come from him. So I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for the word that got spoken on today. And I even felt myself being led not to even call in today, because they know that there ain't nothing but the enemy. But I thank God that I was able to get on this line and get the word that I needed. So just continue to pray my strength to the Lord, that I continue to be the daughter that he called me.
Amen. Amen. We miss you, Sister T. We still pray for you, whether we see you or not. We miss you. I know sometimes we have other business that we have to take care of, so we know that. But I certainly missed everybody Monday and Tuesday. I said, well, everybody, I know the rapture hadn't came because I was still here. And if the rapture had come, baby, I wouldn't have been here either. But I was saying, where are the listeners, Sister Ruby and I? But God bless you. We love you, Sister T. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist.
God bless. Sister Albertine.
God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. I've missed you last couple of days. I'm always with you in spirit, and I always pray for the ministry. And I know I haven't been here in the last couple of days, but I'm always praying and always with you. And sometimes I go back in the archives and listen, but that message today, again, was just right on time. Just trusting and believing God and seeking his face, having faith in his word, And it's a lot of things that I'm going through right now. And the Lord just keeps telling. I've been praying. I've been fasting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, as you say, I've been sowing seeds. And the Lord, you're always on my mind. I'm always praying for you, always praying for you.
Thank you.
Because I know that the Lord has greater works for us to do together and for the ministry. And I just pray. I pray for your family. I pray for your sister. And I know that God, you know, is moving in this season. And sometimes I know it seems like it's not going to happen, and where is God, and how come he's not talking to me, and how come I've been praying and fasting and things are not moving, but he is moving.
Mm-hmm.
God said he will always be with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Well, see, I think our job is trust and have faith in God spiritually, and don't look at the outward, but know spiritually that God has sent his angels. They're working on our behalf, and it is taken care of. We just have to believe and trust him.
Ooh.
And when he says move, when he says go, whatever it is he says for us to do, even though we don't want to do it, we
Come
have
on.
To trust him and believe him and know that it's for a reason. So I just love the word. You know, I love what we've been in for the last, I think it's been 2 months now, about just really trusting God and who do we say God is. And that's so important for our lives to know that God is our everything. He is the breath that we breathe. He is our life. He is our air. He is our morning breath when we open our eyes, when we walk, when we speak, we talk. That is God.
Jesus.
That is God. And if we start to really seek his face, and diligently seek him and diligently understand who he is in our life and what God is. Take off the limits. You know, just we can't see ourselves doing it doesn't mean that God can't do it. We base God upon what we see ourselves doing and base God upon what we see others doing or what's happening. That is, the God's words is not of our words, nor his thoughts. So we have to step outside the box and know that God is working for our behalf, no matter what the light man said or the car man said or the insurance or that document that you've been waiting on or that court order or the DEA or the prison or what the judge said. He is not. We don't operate under those laws.
Come on.
We operate under God's law and his principle and his standards and his word. We have to stay in that. I'm just going on. I'm sorry. But I just this ministry.
We're gonna have to give you a day to teach. You are that. You already that. Okay. I'm not.
Okay.
I'm serious.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Get
and
ready.
I just
the Bible
say,
said, "Be ready in season and out of season."
Amen. I will be ready. And I just want to say to your cousin, the guy that came on the line, the Lord wants you to know that it is already done and that you have to really trust and believe him and that you've been praying, you've been crying, you've been fasting, but God says to hold on, that it's already done, and just trust him. He hears your cries. He knows you've been crying. You've been praying. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. No, we got to trust God. It's hard because we look at the flesh. We look at the outward. We look at material things. But God doesn't operate like that. He operates through those things. But that's not what we have to look at. We have to know his word, know that he loves us, know and trust God, and just believe him. It's hard. But if we stand like a rock, God will see us through every time. Think about what God has done for you in the past and just remember that. Amen. I'm sorry for rambling, but
That's all right. I'm glad we have a little time, and sometimes, you know, we need to hear testimonies from others. And the Bible said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. So you welcome to say something that would encourage and uplift those listeners that's on the line, and we need that. We need that.
Thank you. God bless you. We love you and appreciate you. Yes. God bless you, too, and God bless your ministry, and I thank you. I thank God that he led me to you, Evangelist Bernard. I thank God for all the listeners, and I thank God for your strength and your word and guidance and the word that keeps us strong and keep us. So I thank you for being a true woman of God and standing your ground no matter what. That takes courage, and we look up to you for that. We do. I love you, okay?
Amen, amen. I appreciate you and love you, and all of you all that's on the line. You know, sometimes we look at leaders and, you know, people that God have in certain positions, and, you know, we just put them on this high pedestal, you know, and sometimes, you know, we think they're not subject to error, but we are subject to error, and I need much prayer. I need much prayer. We're going through some of the same battles and some of the same challenges that you have. I'm going through that too. So please know I'm not one of those persons that's somewhere in the sanctuary 24/7 and laying at the feet of Jesus 24/7. And, you know, I'm laying prostrate all day and speaking in tongues all day. No, I that's not me. I have situations. I have challenges. I have grandchildren. I have a sister in prison, been in prison 20 years. I have a son in prison. So I have some of the same challenges that some of you all may have that you're dealing with in your family. And I'm a human being, and, you know, I need as much prayer as you all need. So I certainly thank God for you all praying for me and keeping me and my family lifted up in prayer. And when these messages come forward, they're just not for you. These messages come to strengthen the messenger also. So I'm strengthened. I was strengthened on Monday when Sister Ruby taught. I was strengthened on yesterday when we talked about Gideon. And even today I've gotten strength, even in knowing that God did what he did for Hezekiah, and just seeing Deacon Anthony come on the line, that really have just, that have broken me all the way down, because I know God said his word will not go out and return unto him void. And even though our speaker wasn't able to come on, God knew who was going to be on the line, and he knew what this word was going to be. I didn't know what word was going forward. I didn't know what the speaker was going to say, but God didn't even have the speaker to come on. But he already had a prepared word for the listeners. He already had a prepared word for his people. So we thank God for that. Back to you, Sister Ruby. Just thank God for Sister Ruby. I really just want to give kudos to Sister Ruby, and you all pray for Sister Ruby. She's doing a marvelous job, yeah, you know, manning this switchboard. I'm not at the switchboard where I can boot up my computer right now, don't have access to the internet, and she's right there. I'm not in her home right now, but she's right there manning the switch. So, you know, I thank God for that. She could be doing something or anything, but I thank God that God put the love. He put love in our heart to do the work of the ministry. And I just praise God for her on today doing that. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Oh, praise the Lord. Sister Kimmy? Yes.
Hi.
Hey,
praise
Sister
the Lord.
Kimmy, we
praise
miss
the
you.
Lord.
Good day, well, right. It's good honor to hear Sister you Ruby. See you on the line.
Good. I'm glad to be back. I too have been going through some things and then sitting back and just, which I probably should have been on more, you know, because that's when the attacks happen more, when you disconnect, and that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to disconnect. So I, you know, I had to pull myself back up and realize that my strength came when I was on the ministry, when I was, you know, involved and listening
in the word.
In the word. Yeah, that's what my strength came from. And the enemy wants you to believe that you need to just sit and just, you know, water in your own tears.
And that's right.
And that's how he put thoughts in your head and have you, you know, thinking about things that you shouldn't be thinking about. And so it's so important, and I think a lot of people need to know that you stay connected to the ministry, stay connected to the word, because that was going to get you through. So I'm glad to be back, and I'm grateful and thankful. And again, I too have been in prayer for you and asking you to continue to lift me up and my family and everything that I'm going through. And it's nothing too hard for God. And really, and that was on time. You know what I'm saying? Because that's when you start to wonder, is when is it going to ever happen? And, you know, why am I going through this? And then you start to do the compare and contrast of, you know, why are they being this way and why is this happening for them and not me? And I'm, you know, with God, and I paid my tithes. You know, all the things that you think that you start going down the list, but you have to realize that's not how God works. So I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I'm blessed, and I'm, you know, like you said, you know, you don't give up because, you know, you stay to the end so you can know what's going to happen, you know what I'm saying? Because a part of me, a part of everybody wants to give up and say, you know, I'm tired. You know, you get so tired of fighting. You get so tired of, like, praying and, you know, sometimes, and, you know, you have to. You have to keep going because that's what the enemy wants to do. He put thoughts in your head and your mind and your dreams to kind of control. And I'm just grateful and thankful to be back on. So, again, thank you guys, and thank you for the word. I love you, and I will definitely try to be back on every day because I know that I was at peace when I was. You know, I had a calmness when I was. So, yeah.
You know, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing is the word of God. As long as you're hearing this word, it strengthens you, it encourages you, it uplifts you, it gives you a different mindset. And that's all. You just say it. When you're not hearing the word and we're getting busy doing other things, yes, we know we got our businesses and we got to work and we got to take care of our families and what have you. But when you have a little spare, when you have some spare time, get the word. The word is vital. It is vital. It is a necessary ingredient for our survival. We can't live without God's word. We can't live without God's word. We have to hear this word. And James even saying that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But we have to get under and we have to be in a place where we can hear God's word. Hallelujah. You got cable, all these channels in your house. Turn the word sound on. Turn TV in on. You can't get enough word. I'm telling you now, folks say we word fanatics, but you know what? Holiness is our profession, and holiness is a lifestyle. It's something that we have to live. And anybody, I'll take Sister Albertine, for instance. She's a hairstylist. She's an author. She has many gifts. Tammy, you're a business owner or what have you. You know that you have to perfect the gift that you have. And how do you perfect it? You perfect it by continually working on it. Working on it. She's doing hair every day. So you're perfecting that gift that God has given you. So that's the same way with our salvation. That's the same way with our faith. We have to perfect it. We have to work on it. And how do you work on it? By trying God, by standing on his word, by believing every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. It is valid. It will accomplish. It will get us where we. It'll take us where we need to go. We got to elevate our faith. And the enemy don't want us to be in a setting where the word is coming forward, because he want to kill us. Remember, his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. So he don't want us to be in fellowship with one another. He don't want us to love one another. He don't want us to encourage one another. He don't want us to uplift one another. But the Bible says we are to encourage one another. We have to love. How can we love the God that we're professing to love, and then I don't know how to treat my brother and my sister? I don't know how to love you. Well, the Bible says, "How dwelleth the love of God in you?" You've never seen me, but you see your brother and your sister every day, and you can't love them, but you profess to love me. Come on, go ahead with that. Let's get real. No. It ain't that. It ain't that. So faith cometh by hearing. So I want to encourage you all. I tell you, as I said earlier, I knew the rapture hadn't taken place because I was still here. And I believe when God called for his people, I'm going back with him. I ain't working and doing all what I'm doing. I ain't suffering. The Bible says, he that suffer with me going to reign with me. So I know all the suffering I'm going through down here, it's going to all be worth it when I'm able to sing like the songwriter said, when I see Jesus, I'll be able to say, amen. That's all I'm living for. don't know what y'all living for, but I'm living to see Jesus. So I just thank God to see you all back on the line today. You all have really encouraged us and lifted our spirits to another level. I tell you, I know working for Jesus will pay off, okay? Because he's
Amen.
A rewarder to those that diligently seek him. So God bless you, Sister Cammy. Be encouraged.
Thank
Sister
you.
Ruby, anybody else? I'm sorry, y'all. This is a unusual day here today.
Oh, praise the Lord.
God is trying to help us.
Oh, praise the Lord. Is this Dawn? Excuse me. 214-7831.
Yeah, that's Dawn.
Is that Sister Dawn?
She probably can't say anything.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'm gonna go back to the number that I started out with, the first one, to see whether they're there. Okay.
Oh,
Eric.
That's Sister Patrice. That's Sister Patrice. That 530 number. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you she have a new cell number. She's still on the line.
Yeah, I just opened the line up again. Sister Patrice, 530-3676, is that her line?
Yeah, that's Sister Patrice's line.
Well, she must have it on mute.
She might have her phone on mute.
Yeah, but okay, then I'll know it from, okay. But, okay, then that's all, and we're going to turn it back into your hands, Evangelist Bernard. Evangelist Bernard?
Yes, Sister Ruby?
Yeah, I'm turning back in your hand.
Okay, you can have the final remarks and close on out. Is there anybody else on the line need any prayer or any special prayer requests? You
well,
all may have anybody
line.
Else want to make another remark,
Wait.
You're welcome to do so.
I'm opening their lines now.
Okay, you need the comments, Sister Ruby. Sister Ruby?
Uh-huh, I'm opening their lines. You asked them, did anybody want prayer? So the lines
yeah,
are open.
You can have your comments too, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, I will, but I got all their lines open. Do anybody need prayer or what Evangelist Bernard asked?
This is Albertine. I just want to say that I'm praying for miracles in this season. I'm praying and asking God just to move in just a mighty way for just miracles. He's been dealing with me for the last week, and I've just been praying for a miracle. His word
miracle.
Is miracle. So I just want everybody to touch and agree, and all the listeners and Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby, I'm praying for God just to make miracles in your life. And let it just be a testimony. Just I'm praying for miracles. I'm fasting for you, and I'm praying for you. I'm fasting and praying for Cammy. I'm fasting and praying for all the listeners that God just do miracles in your life, miracles, favor from God.
Amen. We're going to ask Sister Ruby, could you pray, Sister Ruby, for that request? And we're going to stand in agreement with Sister Albertine for those miracles. Amen. Sister Ruby.
Yes, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for the opportunity. Sister Albertine came forth, and all the lines are open. We thank you and we praise you, and we know you. If you give us a word or you tell us it's going to happen, we know that it's going to happen. Lord, we ask you to bless her, cover her, your angels camp around about her, and everyone that's on the line that we need. Different miracles and different ways in our homes and in our children's lives, in the community, our jobs, wherever we go, into our church homes. Lord Jesus, we just ask you to bless and protect.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you know where we live. You know the hairs on our head, Lord Jesus. And you know Albertine's heart is real. Hallelujah. Thank you that to this podcast. Hallelujah. We thank
Jesus.
Always are concerned about your people, your precious people. Ask you to Lord, hallelujah. Bless each and every archives in each and every place, Lord Jesus. You know you can go where we can't go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You can angels. As Evangelist Bernard was reading in 2 Kings 20 about King Hezekiah, he turned and his rest. You gave him 15 more years. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And you can be changed over. So we just thank you today. We just thank you for the word, the preach word, and the taught word that Evangelist Bernard had for
you.
It was
thank
my heart.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, and we bless you.
The words are real, and they're life, and they will go where they should go, and they shall not fail. Hallelujah, and we thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for the listeners, such precious.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Believers, that are filled with the Holy Ghost. And your
yes, God. Oh,
yeah.
Bless Jesus.
Thank you,
God.
And we just
thank
praise
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We can't
hallelujah.
Give you. But thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being so kind to us. Thank you for giving us peace.
Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, God.
But thank you. All we can say is thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
No way in our lives. Hallelujah. And we thank you for
making
these souls on this board. Okay, eye to eye or north. But we, you know what, Jesus, we thank you because you let us know their hearts. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and what their hearts is right before you. So you say it ain't nothing hard for you. Hallelujah. If you I'll do it. And we just thank you this evening. We just praise you that you sent that rhema word down here so that we can see our hearts and walk and last forever, that we can walk by the wayside. When we're in our homes or at our jobs or in the whatever, we can think on the things that are
too hard for you, Jesus.
Think on them. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you for all the listeners. Hallelujah, because their hearts are right. Set them on, Lord Jesus. So you know them. We don't know them, Lord Jesus, but you know them. And you know when you want to send to this broadcast. And we thank you. We thank you.
We love
Bernard,
you,
for being obedient to you, that
thank
this
you,
has
God.
Is
you,
word is coming from heaven on high. Every day, is new mercies. Hallelujah. We
new
thank
mercies.
You. And we love you and we praise you and we give you the glory. We thank you that he's a badger's out Arbutine. I don't know. Just in my. And I said, Lord, we thank you that she was somebody. That comes on this broadcast, that you have put it in our heart and her spirit,
yes,
and she spoke it today. Hallelujah. So we praise
yes,
you,
God.
And we thank you because she's praying for us, Lord, and the blood of Jesus is all around us and protecting us. And we just thank you, Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Take us on this bond with the same spirit of God and doing the will that you have put us together. Your kingdom work and your will shall be done. Where on this earth? Hallelujah. We thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bless you today, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord, hallelujah. We're praying for the miracles that it's established. The miracles. And we know you are a miracle worker, God.
Hallelujah.
We know you are a miracle worker. Miracles so great, God.
Yeah, thank
we
you,
ask
Jesus.
You for those miracles. We expect those miracles, God. But you told
Lord,
us
hallelujah.
And we shall receive. You told us to seek. And we shall find you, know us, the knock and the door shall be open. We're standing on those scriptures today, God. We're declaring and decreeing that a change is taking place right now. The atmosphere is shifting right now. I feel the shift in the
hallelujah.
Atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel the shift in the atmosphere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Deacon Anthony. coming right now. I feel the change coming. Hallelujah. I feel the shift.
Amen.
Want us to have clean hands. He want us to walk upright before him. Oh, God has given us so many opportunities. He's given us so many things. It's a hallelujah. We have to change our ways, people.
Amen.
Oh, God, I bless you today, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Give them glory today, God. Let your blood cover them today, God. Everywhere we go, everything our hands touch, God. Be with us, Jesus. We love you today, God. And we give you glory. We thank all of you all for tuning in today. This always, you never know what God has planned. This is not our plan. We don't plan for the show to go like this. Hallelujah. Sometimes we want to be cute and we want to be prissy and we want to be, you know, but God is not like that. When he want to move, he move when he get ready. He say what he want to say because he knows who each and every one of us is. He know who we are. God knows us. He knows us by name. And Sister Ruby, he know our address. He know where we live. I don't know where you live, but God know where you live. I don't know what you have need of, but God knows. Hallelujah. So God bless you all. Mother Mildred Richard will be with us on tomorrow speaking. And Friday, continue to pray for Pastor Hamilton. We love him. Pastor Hamilton and the bereaved family, he was supposed to call me. But anyway, God bless you all. We'll see you all on tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day. We out of time, but we not out of worship and praise for the God, for the Lord. We're not out of that because we can always take time to praise and glorify and magnify and worship God. Amen. So we want Sister Ruby to close us on out with break every chain. God going to break every chain.
All right, one more call.
I'm looking for some praise reports next week. I'm looking for y'all to come on here and say what the Lord has done, how he has turned some situations around. Hallelujah. He's going to turn it around. You ain't got to wait till midnight. See it happening right now. It's happening in this hour. God is changing it right now as we speak. Huh? Glory, I bless you. I'm receiving that in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen.
We have a call on the line.
Hallelujah. Break every chain, Sister Ruby.
Okay, we have a call on the line. 510, area code 242.
Yes, yes. This is Prophet Davis calling.
Praise the Lord. Who are we speaking to?
This is Prophet Davis calling.
Praise the Lord. You know, I don't know your number that much. Praise the Lord. Evangelist.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Prophet Davis. Go ahead.
Good, good, good. God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. Amen. I just wanted to say quickly and briefly, I thank God for releasing that word. It's a prophetic word that God can and will do whatever we ask him to do. Do not be afraid to ask God for what you want, because God already will meet the need. But do not be afraid to ask him for what you want, because God's plans are always bigger than our plans. Don't let fear enter into your heart. Jesus told Joshua when they were about to cross over the Jordan River, he said, every place that the soles of your feet shall tread, I've already given them to you. God has already given it to us. It belongs to us. Our name is already on it. All we have to do is go and receive it.
Possess it.
My God, some glory.
Confirmation, y'all. Oh,
I just got on the line. At the last minute, the Holy Spirit told me to call. I was busy with some other stuff, but at that last minute, the Holy Spirit said, call in today. Call in now. And I said, okay, Lord, let me call. I stopped everything I was doing. And I said, let me call in because there's somebody that needs to hear. Do not fear. Don't be afraid. The Lord says, I am with you to deliver you, to bring you out, and to take you in, and to take you up.
Lord,
don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, because God is with you. And if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. And
my
as Evangelist Bernard was saying, the devil is a liar. Don't listen to nothing he has to say. Don't speak nothing negative out of your mouth. With all things are possible with God.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
All things, just one thing, every single thing, whatever the situation is that you're going through, just bind the spirit of fear, cast that demon out, and then believe the report of the Lord. My God, from glory.
Ooh, glory.
I remember Isaiah said, whose report will you believe?
Come on.
Glory to God. So when God released this prophetic word, and remember, it's a prophetic word. It's a prophetic word, which means the prophecy goes before you into your destiny, into your desired place. Glory to God. The prophecy is already in the place that is prepared for you. Prophecy doesn't speak to where you are. Prophecy speaks of where you're going. It calls those things that be not as though they were. That's prophecy. Prophecy doesn't tell you about where you are. Prophecy reveals where you're going.
Praise the Lord.
God is waiting for you in the prepared place. My God. That's why he tells you, don't look at your circumstance. Don't look at your situation. Look to the Lord.
Who is
the author and finisher of your faith?
Yes, Father God. Hallelujah.
My God, some glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for Sister Ruby seeing that call come in at the last minute.
Yes,
Lord. My God, it's a prepared place. I keep hearing that in the spirit. It's a prepared place. And there's a place that's already prepared for you. It's not just in heaven,
hallelujah,
but it's also here on earth.
Yes,
Lord, have mercy.
Hallelujah.
Now, let me
y'all better receive this word today. Go ahead, prophet.
When Joel Osteen took over the ministry from his dad, when his dad died, God had already prepared the Houston sports arena for him. He didn't even know it until he stepped into the bank. But the bank had already been prepared for him to take over. The place is already prepared. I'll send it.
Hallelujah.
And I'm binding the devil with chains of iron and with chains. works. Gag his mouth. I've had blind souls on him. Concerning your vision. God,
hallelujah.
I know the thoughts and the plans I have for you.
Yes,
I know the thoughts. I know the plans.
Hallelujah.
I've already prepared a place for you. It's to give you a future and a hope and an expectation. The devil's a liar. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
Good God from heaven. Good God. Receive it, all you people of the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
My God from heaven. I'm good. That's God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father, for your fire.
You never know why God delays.
That's right. Hallelujah.
The Leo is not denial. It was the reason we stayed on here.
Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. That's the Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
Holy
Ghost.
Hallelujah.
God said, oh, at the last minute, I was, as a matter of fact, I was in a conversation with someone, and I said, excuse me. God told me to do this. I got to make a phone call. Excuse me. The way I made a phone call, and I just kept praying, God, let him see the call. Let him see the call coming in. God wants you to know that the place is already prepared. Just receive it in your spirit. It's already prepared because he has already gone before you. And he has prepared the place just for you.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. All you got to do is thank him. All you got to do is thank him because the place is already prepared. The warfare is about not where you're at, but where you're going. The warfare is about that prepared place.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to be here from the
high. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father.
Oh,
I receive it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I give you the glory, Lord. I give you the honor. I give you the praise.
Glory.
Magnify your name. You alone are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are good all the time.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Oh,
bless you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. No, I don't work for him. I work for him.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Well, you guys, I just want to tell you one more thing. All of you who are listening on the program from all over the country, I just want to let you know that continue to walk in faith and not by sight. It's already done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look, I'm outside. I'm on my cell phone. But I just want to encourage you, everyone that's listening on the airwaves all across the country, from Hawaii to Alaska, know one thing, that God is in control and his work is already established. And remember, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So be encouraged and be blessed. And not only that, but expect it to take place not many days hence. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I'm signing off.
I receive it in Jesus' name.
I'm going to listen to the responses, but I've said what I had to say. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Well, you just confirmed some things that was already spoken this week and today. So that's just confirmation. The Lord wanted somebody to come on and confirm this word on the day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you. We've already did the comments, Prophet Davis. We just bless you for that word. Confirmation, confirmation.
Thank you, Prophet Davis. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you know, you thank the Lord because he knows what we all have need of. Then once again, I just want to remind you, the place that you're going to is already prepared for you. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to strive. It's already prepared for you. In other words, the building is already set. The place is already prepared. All you have to do is walk into it and know one thing. Love each other, because that's the key to get into the door. Love each other.
Yes, didn't I just say that? We didn't say it all that earlier. God is confirming.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Confirming. Confirming his word.
Yes. Thank you for being obedient. Thank you. Thank you, Father. God, Jesus, I needed to hear that. Thank you, Lord.
Okay, hello.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
One of my friends from the city police have come up. He said he's got a confirmation.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, right there. Because I can't put it on the outside of my car. Wow.
Thank you, Father.
I have my Bible here. Wow. The law of Moses. You're a brother, man. You're my brother.
That's the word.
I'd be king in here, buddy. I had a couple of generations of alcoholics.
Is that right?
My dad was an abusive alcoholic. I was raised in L.A. God bless you, Sister Ruby Prophet Davis.
We're going to close on out.
My life is placed there.
Okay.
I'll close on out, so the Lord for the prophetic word. And we're going to go to, I'm closing them out. We're going to go on to break every chain.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless.
Bless y'all. Y'all will need that word, the Lord, to sit down fast.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say to break every, break every chain.
Break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an army.